If Crabb grants a stay, it would block county clerks in the state from issuing any more marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Clerks have already issued hundreds since Crabb's ruling last Friday declaring the state's gay marriage ban unconstitutional. But ACLU attorney John Knight told reporters he's confident that Crabb is carefully crafting her final order in favor of recognizing same-sex unions. He says that will help his side when her ruling is appealed to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago.
We trust her judgment and her effort to follow the law, and she's doing her job to make sure this stands up on appeal, and that's great.
Dane County Corporation Counsel David Galt urged the judge not to stay her ruling because he says he believes the state will not be able to convince a higher court that the marriage ban is constitutional.
Our position is every case that's coming down shows the state's going to lose on appeal, so they shouldn't have a stay.
But in court today, Crabb says she is the lowest rung in the federal court system and cited recent rulings striking down gay marriage bans in other states where either the appeals court or the U.S. Supreme Court has imposed a stay until all appeals are exhausted. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.